Let's get the latest on what's happening with the McCook Chamber of Commerce. Sarah Schneider's here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. I know the Chamber had their monthly meeting just the other day. She's here to kind of recap that a little bit. And you got some big events coming up in September, don't you, Sarah?
We do. We are so excited. I am actually not sleeping because I'm so excited. So just to kind of recap the meeting, I had everyone from my board there, and I know I have said this before, I would not be able to do my job without the board and all the support that they give me, and that was one of the reasons why I decided to take the job. So thank you to my board members. We had a job fair on Wednesday. I had several businesses. It was a great turnout on the business side. Unfortunately, we only had 6 people come to the job fair looking for jobs. So if anybody is looking for jobs, there are plenty of jobs open out there. Just start knocking on doors. So we had the Lunch and Learn last month, too. We had Brent Pullman come and speak about leadership. The JAG program was there. And teammates, we had 53 in attendance. So we're looking at scheduling more Lunch and Learns in the future. So be on the lookout for that if you are a Chamber member. Some of the member benefits that you can see are the bulk mailing, the individual e-blast out, and that we also have the member connection that goes out every Monday as well. The Lunch and Learns is a huge benefit of being a member and just having that community. So when we have mixers or the Lunch and Learn, just being able to bounce ideas. It's just a wonderful feeling when you have people to bounce ideas off of or struggling, whether you're a business owner or a manager. So I want to encourage anybody that's still looking at being a member to give me a call, 345-3200, or send me an email, director@mccookchamber.org. I did have Hugh Butler Trailer Association join this week, and so we're excited to have them on too. So you don't have to be just a business owner. You can be a nonprofit. We have all sorts of groups that are just part of the Chamber, and it is awesome because it shows the support and wanting to get activities. A lot of people don't realize the Chamber is the one who puts Heritage Days on. So that's what we are in the midst of right now. My office, if you walk by, it looks like a disaster. We have, last week I sang, well, we have 70 vendors in the park. This week we have 80. And so I'll be cutting that off soon just because we're going to really start to outgrow our space. So the parade registration, if you are thinking about having a float, please get on the website, go to mccookchamber.org, look under the tab events, and then Heritage Days, and then you'll see parade registration. It's free. I encourage anyone who's thinking about it just to go ahead and get registered now. It really helps us when we plan the parade route and get everybody lined up. We do encourage less, like, don't wait until the last minute, but we're not going to turn you away. It's just a lot harder for us to get everything lined up, and it is going to be a crazy, crazy week. So we have the in the parks, we'll have the parade at 10. I'll back up. Wednesday, we have the M&B mixer at M&B. And we will announce all the honor family, the Heritage Day royalty, parade marshal, grand marshal at that time. And then the next evening is the third Thursday event. Nebraska or McCook Community Foundation will have their celebration. And so we are going to also help with that. Kyle Delevo is going to come back and DJ it. And then we will have the beer garden and free food is what Rhonda had told me. So we're excited for that celebration. I did get permission to go ahead and start decorating the Keystone that week. So it'll start to get everybody in the mood for Oktoberfest. And then Friday morning is the Norris breakfast. The Chamber does have tickets if anybody is interested. $10 a person and 7 a.m. And it will be at the Art Bank this year. And then on Saturday, the parade kicks off at 10. The vendors will open right after that. We have so much going on, and I'm going to have table tents at restaurants to kind of break down the schedule. I know that the Art Guild is going to have an art walk that week and that day. The model trains will be open. The art bank, the sixth floor will be open. The George Norris home will be open. We will have free little train rides. Burlington Northern's bringing their train. So that'll be on the west side of the park. The tractor show, a free throw contest. The fire safety will have their trailer out there. I'm trying to encourage any farmers market to come join us. I will have an area blocked off for them. And then Wagner's, they are sponsoring inflatables, so it'll be free inflatables for kids and all ages. The wiener dog races will be going on in the park as well. Switchback will be playing from 12 to 2. Just so much going on. And it's amazing. It's a lot of fun.
The wiener dog races. Have you had, how many do you have signed up so far?
So we haven't opened registration yet. That will be, if anybody's interested, the Humane Society will have the registration forms. Mm-hmm. We will need proof of rabies vaccination, and the dogs will be required, if they're not racing, to be on leashes, just because there will be so many dogs and so many people in the park. So, yeah, we're excited for that. We might have to have a couple different heats. So, because I have a feeling you're not going to realize how many wiener dogs live in the city of McCook. So,
that's what inquiring minds want to know, how many wiener dogs are in McCook or surrounding areas.
It'll be fun. Yeah. And then we also have in the evening, so the park, everything will kind of go until 4 or 5 o'clock. But at 5 o'clock at Norris Alley, we're going to have an Oktoberfest. It's free admission. We have a live polka band. We'll have dancing. We'll have a table set up. The only thing people have to pay for is their drink and food. I do have Tyler Loop. He's going to be doing the beer garden, and he has some specialty drinks. And then Adam Siegfried, I met with him yesterday. He has all sorts of authentic German dishes that he is going to be making up and serving as well. So we just want to encourage everyone to get out, enjoy the weather, enjoy the community, and just celebrate our heritage and have fun. The only other thing I want to kind of add to that is, with the parade, the Oktoberfest theme is not focused around alcohol. Any fall theme, you can Google it, the German attire. We just want to have fun, so, and just be together as a community. So we have the Oktoberfest. Like I said, it will be free admission, and that will kind of close the night. And it is high school homecoming week, so it's going to be really, really busy.
Yeah, you got a home football game that Friday night, too, which is good.
Yep, I'm excited about that as well. We, at the Chamber, we will have mugs for sale starting on Monday. You can it's a pre-sale. It's a plastic mug, then it will say have the Heritage Days logo, 16 ounces, and it'll come with a free drink coupon. So you can buy your mug and then redeem your drink at the Oktoberfest. You have to pay for refills, but the first drink will come with the mug. We also have, for the public, Oktoberfest t-shirts with this year's theme. So if you want to purchase those, that will also be on our website, and you can purchase those through McCook Lettering. And so Tom did a fantastic job working with us on that. So we're excited about that. We did have our Honor Business Award for Charter West, Carrie Wash. She is on my board and does a fantastic job. She's always there when I give her a call or when I was thinking about even becoming the director. She was one of the reasons why I took the job, too. So congratulations to Carrie and all the hard work that she has put into her business and to the community. We do have a ribbon cutting on this coming Tuesday. It is for Willow & Co. Amy Hazlett and her girls. They have joined the Chamber, so we're excited to have them as members. So that'll be Tuesday at noon. So anybody that wants to join us, please come on out. And then the following week, we will have a couple other ribbon cuttings, so watch social media and those emails. So we're excited to have all the new members.
Didn't you say this week was the voting on the Heritage Days Honor Family
Parade Marshal.
Parade Marshal that's taken place or did already.
Yep, it took place at the meeting. So
how much money do I have in my wallet here? Can you tell?
Not happening.
I just can't bribe her. Dang it!
No, not happening at all. So we had some pretty good nominations. It was a tough one. So that's I'm glad that I didn't have to vote.
That's good. I'm sure whoever it is going to be great selections.
Yes, we're excited about that. One thing I also want to mention, we have the Southwest Nebraska Kids Rodeo Association. They are members as well. And tomorrow they'll have the rodeo here in McCook. So if you're thinking about participating or just go out and support it, it's something neat to watch. And I know that they also put on the mutton busting during the fair. So there's never a day where there's nothing going on.
Exactly right.
So
I'm just curious on the parade bands. Have you got commitments from the high schools and the bands?
So that's a couple of things I want to give the public a heads up. One, the food trucks. I have reached out. I thought polka bands was hard. The food trucks is even harder. Yes. Trying to get somebody to come out to McCook is hard. Mm-hmm. I have reached out to several Lincoln, Nebraska, Omaha. None of them want to come out this way. And so.
But the local folks are going to be, are they?
We have Traveling Bison and Carniceria will be there. We'll have the Scoop. So I am still working on adding a few more food vendors. So if anybody's interested, just let me know. Because if we're going to have that many people in the park, you might as well have the food there as well.
Exactly.
So, and the restaurants are going to be open to serve. It's just probably with all the class reunions going to be hard to find a seat right away. Right. So, so we have that. And I don't know. The bands, the high school bands, I personally sent out emails to every band instructor I got on to the school website for the state and reached out to every single one of them. And either the school does not have the music program anymore or they're a new band instructor and they don't want to participate. Mm-hmm. I reached out to Gothenburg and they have, I think it's Cozad's Parade.
There's another event to be involved in.
Yep. Okay. So right now, McCook and Southwest will be there. But if anybody's out there and they want to encourage their high school band,
right,
we're not going to tell them no.
Exactly right. Yep.
Yep.
Very good.
So those two things, I thought, like I said, I thought the polka band was hard, but no. 23 bands, I found one, so I'll keep trying on the food trucks, too.
So with the polka band, did you sign a 20-year contract? We want you back every year now.
Not yet. We'll see if we can, pack the Norris Alley and have fun. And we are just super excited. And for Norris Alley, make sure you get your German attire and wear it. We're just all about having fun and being part of the community. And that's part of... When I became director, it was one of my missions to get the kids who have graduated, you're in that position now, and have the kids return. It's just an awesome feeling. On my way here, my daughter that moved back, and she's a pharmacist at the hospital, she's walking her dog. So I rolled down my window and I said, good morning, you want to go get coffee when I'm done? It's an awesome feeling. Yeah. And I want to have those kids return. So having events like this that they attend in Lincoln and Omaha, it's fun to have it in a small town. Mm-hmm. So... we're excited.
You bet. Nice job. Nice job.
Thank you.
Got a couple of weeks. Once again, until that week of September 16th through the 22nd, something like that.
Yes. So 18th is really when we have the mixer, and every day after that, there will be something on the calendar.
Is that going to be your next meeting on the 18th, too? Is that the third Wednesday a month? So we'll see you back here on the 19th.
Yes.
I should be here for that.
And yes.
So very good.
I might have toothpicks in my eyelids or I might be like super hyper. You never know.
Any questions whatsoever, call your office.
Yes, please call the office, 345-3200. Even if I'm not there, leave a message because I am checking those messages all the time, or email director@mccookchamber.org. The other thing is, too, if you stop by and I'm not there, please don't get frustrated because I'm not one of those people that stay in the office. I have a lot of meetings or I'm out visiting with my members, too. And right now I'm also trying to distribute the paperwork for Heritage Day. So, just keep trying. If I'm not in the office, shoot me an email or give me a call, and I'll make a time to meet you there too.
And of course, a lot of your information is on social media, Facebook and website, everything, right?
Yes, it is. Everything that I just talked about basically is on social media mm-hmm. or the website. So, and if it's not, I will talk to you about it. So,
well, from now until that week, start sleeping a little bit better. You know, I know it's, you said mm-hmm. it's been lag of sleep, so start to catch up a little bit, okay?
We'll see.